The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here is the news.
China has completed a material extravehicular exposure test on its space station. With the experimental equipment and the first batch of material samples safely retrieved to the orbiting spacecraft. According to the National Space Science Center of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the experimental equipment and samples were transferred from the exterior of the space station to the airlock module with the collaboration of scientists on Earth and the assistance of an onboard robotic arm. Later, the orbiting Taikonaut crew moved the experimental assembly to the lab module. The center noted that these samples will be returned to Earth on board the Shenzhou spacecraft and handed over to scientists for further research. The exposure experimental equipment was launched last March and stayed in orbit for 1 year. The first batch of over 400 material samples installed has been divided into non-metallic and metallic materials. According to the center, the orbiting Taikonauts will install a new batch of samples into the experimental equipment this May and conduct a new round of space exposure tests.
This is Special English.
China's first domestically made polar icebreaker, Xuelong 2 or Snow Dragon 2, is expected to be greeted by fans in the country's Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. According to Ho Kin Chung, the chairman of the event's executive committee, the vessel will arrive in Hong Kong for the very first time on April the 8th for a 5-day visit, accompanied by several top-tier scientists, including the team leader of China's 40th Antarctic Expedition. The icebreaker will be open for public visits free of charge between April the 9th and 12th, along with a series of events. Xuelong 2 is able to conduct scientific research in areas with high ice density, collecting data on hydrology, chemistry, as well as ecology. It made its maiden voyage to the Antarctic in 2019 on the country's 36th Antarctic Expedition.
You're listening to Special English.
The finals of this year's Village Super League, also known as Sun Chao, have begun in southwest China's Guizhou province. According to organizers, a total of 62 teams are engaged in this year's competition in Rongjiang County. The preliminaries ran from January the 6th to February 24th, with the finals running until May 25th. According to Yang Yajiang with the organizing group, this year's competition will be even more exciting, involving 42 more teams compared with last year. Yang noted that the 20 teams that passed the preliminaries are allowed to invite players from those eliminated, which is to increase the competitiveness of the finals. At the opening ceremony of the finals, some 3,500 people, including players and cheerleaders, attended the parade. More than 20 singing and dancing performances, plus musical fireworks shows, were arranged prior to after and during the half-time break of the games to add more fun to the tournament. The organisers offered local cuisine, including rice cooked in bamboo tubes, as well as bamboo shoots for tourists to try a taste of Rongjiang flavours. Last year, the Village Super League in Rongjiang County became a sensation across China for its down-to-earth nature, festive atmosphere and entertaining games, attracting more than 58 billion online views and over 7.3 million tourists to the county. The head of Rongjiang County, Xu Bo, said that this year the local government will focus on the social and economic benefits of the competition, aiming to increase local people's incomes and improve their livelihoods.
This is Special English.
Years ago, an old man rode on his buffalo and headed west of China. Before he vanished into the wild, he left behind a book of 5,000 words, which for the next 2.5 millennia would have shaped the Chinese way of thinking. Subscribe to the Sayings of Lao Tzu and find out why generals with wisdom yield after winning the ultimate battle, and how staying behind just might help you get ahead of others. The Sayings of Lao Tzu is available on all major podcast platforms.
We all enter this world with a universal greeting. We then learn to speak.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Dobre utro.
Hoy estoy muy contenta.
Though our languages, cultures, and traditions may differ, we still share one thing in common. We have hope for humanity and the world.
Donated an additional 500,000.
German Railway Company, Deutsche Bahn,
Director of the International Monetary Fund, United Nations Climate.
Hear the difference with CGTN Radio. Join our global network to connect with the world.
CGTN Radio. Hear the difference.
This is Special English.
Qatar will be the host of the next 5 editions of the Under-17s World Cup, starting from 2025. In the same period, Morocco will stage the FIFA Under-17s Women's World Cup. The two competitions will be held annually rather than biennially from 2025, as part of the football governing body's commitment to youth football. The FIFA Council also announced that the FIFA Under-17s World Cup will be expanded to 48 teams, and the women's counterpart will be expanded to 24 teams. FIFA said in its statement that the increased frequency of the tournament and the rise in the number of teams able to qualify means more young talents will have the opportunity to showcase their skills and compete against the very best in the world in their age category more often. The football governing body added that the extended hosting period allows hosting countries to optimise existing football facilities and make best use of other infrastructure, such as transport and accommodation.
You're listening to Special English.
China's Junyao Airlines has announced the launch of a direct flight in July, linking Shanghai with Manchester in the United Kingdom. According to the company, the direct air route will be launched on July the 3rd and will operate every Wednesday, Friday and Sunday, adding that the flight will be the first direct regular passenger route to link Shanghai and Manchester. The airline will also launch a direct flight on July the 1st, linking Shanghai and Belgium's Brussels, which will operate every Monday, Friday and Sunday. After the opening of these two direct routes, Junyao Airlines will offer a total of 6 long-range intercontinental routes, with direct flights reaching Finland, the United Kingdom, as well as Belgium, Italy and Greece. Wang Junjin, chairman of the company, said the two air routes will inject new vitality into cultural and economic exchanges between China and Europe.
This is Special English.
In an effort to spend more wisely, young Chinese shoppers are scouring for the best possible deals. Social media tips and e-commerce algorithms are playing key roles in their search. 2 packs of tissue paper, free of charge after using coupons, laundry detergent bought totally free of charge, and hoodies purchased for 20 yuan, which is less than $3. These are among Zhu Zehan's biggest successes in her hunt for unbeatable online discounts. For the 23-year-old student from eastern Shandong province, this pursuit is more than just about saving money. It's almost a sport. She now competes with friends to see who can bag the best deals on major domestic retail platforms. And sometimes the shopping journey can take her 2 hours. The hunt often begins on Pinduoduo1688.com and Taobao, all among China's top e-commerce platforms, known for their affordability, particularly for products like skincare, electronic devices, food, and clothing. Young, savvy shoppers then begin comparing prices across these sites, leveraging discounts, coupons, and special offers to pinpoint the best time to make purchases, down to the exact date and hour. The phenomenon has sparked communities on social media, where sharing tips for bargains is now a genre in its own right. On the lifestyle app Xiaohongshu, for instance, the tag Haoyang Mao, which refers to discounts and coupons for the best deals, has garnered more than 5 billion views. A 24-year-old student in Shanghai said that she would feel like a loser if she bought something at a higher price compared to her roommates. This competitive shopping culture is further fueled by e-commerce search algorithms, prioritizing cheaper items, particularly 1688.com and Pinduoduo. One staff member with the Pinduoduo shopping platform said, even if the price is tagged only 0.1 yuan lower, the algorithm will favor the item and automatically push it to the front on the search page, which ensures that more affordable options are visible to consumers. While other platforms may prioritize factors like delivery time alongside price. On China's e-commerce platforms, search weights, which improve the relevance of product results, determine how products are displayed based on user queries.
You're listening to Special English.
A clinic tailored to rare disease patients has been inaugurated in Beijing, offering services ranging from diagnosis and treatment to specialized dietary plans and rehabilitation. The clinic, a first for Beijing, was established through collaboration with the China Alliance for Rare Diseases. Leveraging the alliance's resources and expertise to facilitate the access to services for individuals with rare conditions. Presently, the clinic operates with a team of 16 medical experts from premier hospitals across China, including Peking Union Medical College Hospital, Beijing Children's Hospital, and the China-Japan Friendship Hospital. Rare diseases affecting a small portion of the population have received increasing attention. Currently, China's national medical insurance list includes over 80 rare disease drugs, benefiting more than 20 million affected individuals across the country.
You're listening to Special English.
Chinese researchers have recently revealed key mechanisms related to the development of adult light organs in fireflies, providing new insights in the study of bioluminescence and flash signal control in insects. Adult fireflies exhibit unique flashing signals emitted by specialized light organs, which develop mostly independently from larval light organs during the pupal stage. In this regard, researchers at the Huazhong Agricultural University conducted a study on the light organs in the early, middle, and late development of an aquatic firefly species. The team decoded the genome of the rare firefly species that is unique to China, revealing genetic information on the development of adult light organs and bioluminescence. The study revealed a series of novel mechanisms by which the two key homeobox transcription factors regulate the development of adult light organs. Fu Xinhua, a professor at the university, said that the shape and flash frequency of adult light organs are the basis of firefly biodiversity, adding that figuring out the development mechanisms is conducive to the protection of firefly biodiversity. The discovery was published in the journal Nature Communication.
This is Special English.
Fishermen in the city of Putian, in southeast China's Fujian province, have been seeking to build reef shelters for fish by using giant but hollow cement cubes. Multiple holes on the surface of each cube allow fish to easily burrow into, making them suitable for fish to live in, breed in, and hide from potential predators. As the seawater slowly reduces the alkalinity of the cement, small algae attach to and grow on the cubes that make up the artificial reef. Additionally, a variety of benthic organisms and corals also settled in, forming an ecosystem with the artificial reef as its foundation. That is according to Yan Zhihong, head of the water technology station of Putian's Shouyu district. A huge transport engineering ship is used to transport hundreds of reef cubes, which are then gradually lowered into the nearby waters of Nanri Island in Putian. Mechanical arms handle the cubes in a process resembling the seizing of toys via a gigantic claw machine. In order to monitor and manage fish stocks and the artificial reef areas, Nanri Island has launched an underwater observation program. Yan said that they had attached internet-connected cameras to the reefs to allow real-time monitoring of the living conditions of the fish, as well as the water temperature, oxygen levels, changes in currents, and other factors at the site. The monitor results show that the artificial reefs are now thriving habitats for a diverse range of fish species. Some large fish even approached the surveillance cameras, seemingly out of curiosity. During the 1990s, the waters surrounding Nanri Island contained abundant marine fishery resources, with its crystal clear waters home to significant numbers of shrimp and fish. However, due to the illegal use of fishing nets that were able to trap both adult and young species, the fish population decreased significantly at the waters. Thanks to the placing of more than 2,700 reef cubes in nearby waters since 2012, the local marine environment is now on the mend. In late 2018, the waters surrounding Nanri Island were designated as the first national-level marine pasture demonstration area in Fujian province. Yan, an official with Putian's Shouyu district, said they are continuing to breed more fish fry and release them in the reef area. According to Yan, over 80 million fry of various fish species were released from 2020 to the end of last year.
You're listening to Special English.
That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read one of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully. The finals of this year's Village Super League, also known as Sun Chao, have begun in southwest China's Guizhou province. According to organisers, a total of 62 teams are engaged in this year's competition in Rongjiang County. The preliminaries ran from January the 6th to February 24th, with the finals running until May the 25th. According to Yang Yajiang with the organising group, this year's competition will be even more exciting, involving 42 more teams compared with last year. Yang noted that the 20 teams that had passed the preliminaries are allowed to invite players from those eliminated, which is to increase the competitiveness of the finals. At the opening ceremony of the finals, some 3,500 people, including players and cheerleaders, attended the parade. More than 20 singing and dancing performances, plus musical fireworks shows were arranged prior to, after, and during the halftime break of the games to add more fun to the tournament. The organisers offered local cuisine, including rice cooked in bamboo tubes, as well as bamboo shoots for tourists to try a taste of Rongjiang flavours. Last year, the Village Super League in Rongjiang County became a sensation across China for its down-to-earth nature, festive atmosphere and entertaining games, attracting more than 58 billion online views and more than 7.3 million tourists to the county. The head of Rongjiang County, Xu Bo, said that this year the local government will focus on the social and economic benefits of the competition, aiming to increase local people's incomes and improve their livelihoods.
That is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.
You've been listening to programs from CGTN Radio.
CGTN Radio.
We invite you to visit us online for more audio, pictures, and in-depth reports. At radio.cgtn.com, you can access a wide range of programs and find your favorite news, talk, features, entertainment shows, and podcasts. Hear the difference with CGTN Radio.